I want you to really hear me tonight. There is someone you've been praying for, someone your heart has quietly hoped for, someone your spirit can feel even before they fully arrive. You may not have all the details, but deep down, you know God is sending someone into your life that carries the weight of divine alignment. And I'm here to tell you, they know who you are. This person isn't confused. They recognize your light. They've felt your presence in the spirit before they ever got close in the natural. It's not that they're unsure about you. It's that they're still working through the fear of what it means to step fully into something real. They're in a situation, maybe one that's complicated, maybe one that's been holding them back spiritually, emotionally, or even logistically. And right now, they're wrestling, not with their feelings for you, but with the courage it takes to risk it all and walk toward something sacred. It's not that they don't care. In fact, it's the depth of what they feel that's making them pause. Because real love, love that's ordained by God, rooted in purpose and led by the Spirit, it requires more than chemistry. It requires readiness. It requires shedding the old, stepping into the unknown, and trusting that what God put together will be sustained by heaven itself. And here's the beautiful part. This person may be closer than you think. Many times, when God is aligning two people, He positions them near each other in spirit before they ever connect in the physical. They may be right around the corner. They may be praying for the courage while you're praying for the connection. They may be in the process of leaving something safe to walk towards something real. So don't give up. Keep preparing. Keep praying. Keep becoming the person you're called to be. Because the love you're asking for is not lost. It's in motion. And when the timing is right and the fear dissolves, you'll see they knew it was you all along. They just needed time to become brave enough to choose you on purpose. Yes, it may feel like the one God has for you is really far away. Maybe they were born on the opposite side of the world. Maybe they live in a completely different city, culture, or reality than yours. But let me tell you something rooted in truth. Distance means nothing when it's God's will. If heaven has ordained someone to walk alongside you, to partner with you in love, purpose, and divine assignment, then nothing will stand in the way of that connection. Not miles, not timing, not even fear. God knows exactly how to align two paths that were created to intersect. And when the time is right, it will feel like they showed up out of nowhere. At church, at the gas station, in the grocery store, out with a friend, or even in your workplace. That meeting won't be random. It will be divine orchestration. But here's what's been shown to me clearly. This person already knows who you are. They may not have spoken it out loud, but in their spirit, they feel the pull. They recognize your energy. They're drawn to your light. And yet, they're afraid. Afraid of what they may lose to stand beside you. Because let's be honest, stepping into a divine partnership requires sacrifice. It may mean walking away from comfort, tradition, or expectations that others have put on them. For some, it's family pressure. They were raised with ideas of who they should choose, what they should prioritize, or when they should settle down. They were told, pick from this culture, choose this kind of partner, give us grandkids, do it our way. And now they're torn between the familiar path they've always known and the sacred connection they feel with you. But don't lose heart. Because when love is authored by God, it will rise above fear, tradition, and even distance. Your person may not have made the move yet, but the pull is real. They're being stirred, and when they finally let go of the fear and grab hold of what heaven is offering, it's going to be beautiful. You won't have to chase it, you won't have to convince them, because God will make sure they choose you with certainty, no matter how far they have to come to do it. What I'm seeing so clearly right now is that God is breaking barriers, especially when it comes to divine connections. Culture, tradition, fear, timelines, expectations, all of it is being disrupted so that what God has truly ordained can come into alignment. Sometimes someone knows exactly who you are. They see you clearly. They feel your energy, your purpose, your connection. They even have every intention of coming toward you. But the truth is, they're still stuck in something that feels safe, even though it was never truly aligned. And more than anything, it's the fear of losing the familiar that keeps people in compromising positions. I need you to hear this. The person God has shown you may be tied to something that He never authored. Maybe it's a relationship built on family pressure, on cultural expectations, or just pure survival. Maybe it was birthed out of insecurity, loneliness, or trauma, but not divine assignment. And even though that person may know deep in their spirit that what they're in isn't right, it's hard to walk away from something you've invested years into, even when your heart was never fully in it. Some people are caught in marriages or connections that were never built on God's foundation. They were built on human plans. And now that God has revealed you the wild card, the divine detour, the one that doesn't fit what they were told to want, it's shaking everything. Let me be clear, this isn't about breaking up homes or chasing after unavailable people. This is about recognizing when God is calling someone higher, and you just happen to be part of that call. The presence of fear doesn't cancel divine assignment, and just because they haven't made a move yet doesn't mean they don't feel the pull. God is working behind the scenes, gently pressing on their spirit, showing them the truth they've tried to ignore. And when the courage finally rises above the fear, they'll choose what God showed them, not because it's easy, but because it's right. You don't need to force it. Just keep being the confirmation they can't unsee. God's timing will do the rest. God has already spoken to their heart. He's given them signs. He's whispered through wonders, through confirmations, through quiet inner knowing. And yet, they're still afraid. Afraid not because they doubt you, but because they fear who they may lose if they choose to come toward you. And I feel this strong in my spirit. This person is not far. They are near. They may even be watching you, praying about you, sitting with the weight of what God has shown them. You might not know exactly who they are yet, but they know you. They know your light. They feel your presence. And more than anything, they're aware that you carry a kind of spiritual depth that doesn't come around often, the kind that calls for clarity, commitment, and the kind of courage that costs something. Sometimes it's not just about choosing love, it's about choosing purpose. And that's not always easy, especially when someone has been shaped by cultural expectations or early conditioning. I remember my own journey, meeting my ex-husband when I was just 15, married young because of church tradition, not because I was ready. At 17, people around us were asking, "When are y'all getting married?" And though my spirit knew I wasn't sure, I went along with it, because that's what was expected. That's the story for so many people. Marriages and relationships formed out of pressure, not purpose. Out of tradition, not truth. And later in life, when clarity comes, when God begins to whisper a new path, it can feel terrifying. Because choosing that path often means disrupting the old one. But here's what I want you to know. You're not wrong for being particular. You're not being too picky. You just know what God put in you, and you're not willing to compromise it. And you shouldn't. There's too much purpose on your life, too much divine instruction tied to your name. And when the one God has prepared for you finally steps forward, it won't be out of confusion. It'll be with clarity, peace, and boldness. So don't lower your standard. Stand on your word. What God has shown you is still unfolding, and the one who knows you in the spirit, they're just gathering the courage to catch up.